We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Dafyomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashut Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Dafyomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Vachim Daf Kufches, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. So we're moving along in a very lumbish perek HaShoichet VaHamayla, the 13th perek of Masechtas Vachim. And as we've seen, the topic of perek HaShoichet VaHamayla is the Isser of Shchutei Chutz and the Isser of Halaas Chutz. The Torah is very clear. It's in Parashas Achrimos. It's repeated again in Parashas Re'eh that a carbon had to be brought in the Makom HaMikdash. So much so that if somebody had a carbon, he was Makdish, an animal, it's now a carbon, and he brought it outside of the Makom HaMikdash, not only did he do an Aveira, not only does he get a slap on the wrist, but he's Chayiv Karis. It's one of the Lamed Vav Chayiv Krisus that the Mishnah mentions right in the beginning of Masechtas Krisus. Additionally, we saw that the Torah separated the parasha of Shechitas Chutz and the parasha of Halaas Chutz. So it's one parasha, Perek Yizayin in Sefer Vayikra, but it's really Achash Yishtayim. It's two independent parashios within the one parasha. You have the parasha of Shechutei Chutz, you have the parasha of Halaas Chutz. Additionally, we saw that it's not only Shechit and Halaas. So far, we learned in the Gemara, we'll see more as we continue along in the parak, but we already saw Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, what the makar is, but they both agree that if somebody does Zrika Bechutz, he's going to be Chayiv as well. Kmitza Bechutz, Kabbalah Bechutz, you're going to be Potter. But the point is, although the Torah mentions the Halachas of Chutz regarding Shechita and Halah, it's not unique to Shechita and Halah. There are other Avodos that if somebody would do Bechutz, the Halacha is that he would be Chayiv as well. Additionally, we saw that the Halacha of Shechita Chutz is related to Avodah Zarah. The Torah says very, very clearly that the reason that it's so chomer not to bring a carbon bachutz is v'lo yizbuchu oydeh zevcheim l'se'irim asherim zoynim achareim. It's a harchaka, so to speak, so that if you will be careful and you will never bring even a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bachutz, now we're a little bit more comfortable that you'll never be Eved Avodah Zarah. But there's a slippery slope, and if we're going to allow you to bring a carbon to Hashem Bachutz, you may choose to now bring a carbon to another deity Bachutz. In other words, you may be Eved Avodah Zarah. So at its core, the reason the Torah said Shechitas Chutz is Aser is related to the idea of Avodah Zarah. Regardless, there's a lot more raid that we need to speak out, just in terms of understanding the halachos of Shechutei Chutz, and Bezrat Hashem will get to it in the coming days. Today is going to be hashtag no raid. Regardless, we begin with a classic Gemara. Itmar Hamaylo b'zman hazeh. If somebody is Maylo Kachim Bachutz nowadays, in other words, today that there's no Beis HaMikdash, if somebody would be Makdash a carbon, Harezu Oilo, and then he would be Maylo that carbon Bachutz, is he Chayiv Karis for Halaas Chutz, or is he not Chayiv Karis? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And as we like to say, whenever there's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, you know you're learning a real sugya. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayiv, Reish Lakish I'm a potter. Rabbi Yochanan Machayiv, Rabbi Yochanan says if someone's Maylo, even Bezman Hazeh is going to be Chayiv, the reason is Kedusha Rishoy Mekitchel, Shaita Vekitchel Asa Lover. Because although today there's no Beis HaMikdash, but the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash still exists. And being that there's still Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, if somebody has a carbon, technically, theoretically, hypothetically, he still has an obligation to take that carbon and bring it to the Omayit, to be makrivit in the Beis HaMikdash. Thus, you have the Isser of not being makrivit in the Beis HaMikdash. So being that, although there's no physical Beis HaMikdash today, but you still have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, makriv and afal pichayim bayis, so there is a concept of being makriv a carbon bizman hazeh, so it makes sense then, that in the same vein, the flip side of that coin, that there should be a problem if someone has a carbon and he doesn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Rish Lakish amash pater, Rish Lakish says you pater. Kedusha rishayin kitchel l'shaito, v'loy kitchel l'asa l'avoy. Rish Lakish, there's no Kedusha. Kedushas Beis Hamikdash B'zman Hazeh, that when Titus Arosha and Vespasian and the Roman Empire destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash, with that the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And being that there's no Kedushas Beis Hamikdash B'zman Hazeh, so that there's no obligation, there's no possibility to bring a carbon, so what should be the problem if someone is makriv a carbon chutz from the Beis Hamikdash? In other words, this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish says the Gemara, which is really a detail, it's a sif katan in the laws of Ashoicha v'Amayla, really has broader international ramifications. It's related to a much more general machlokes in Shas, a machlokes that appears very often in Shas, and that is whether Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shayta V'Kitchel L'Asadavai or Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shayta V'Loy Kitchel L'Asadavai. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, name of the Beplukta the Rebbe Eliezer Rabbi Shulchan Mifliki, would it then make sense to say that the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is really telling the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shulchan, when the Yidden were building the Heichol in the beginning of Bayesheni, so Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He took the Yidden into Golos for 70 years. At the end of the 70 years, Koresh, Cyrus the Great, allowed the Jews permission to go back up to Eretz Yisrael and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And it took many, many years, 20 plus years, until the construction of the Beis HaMikdash was finally complete. And Rabbi Eliezer was relating what he had heard, the Messiah tradition. Rabbi Eliezer lived 400-500 years later. But Rabbi Eliezer was relating what he had heard regarding how the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash went down. Said Rabbi Eliezer, I heard that when they built the Heichal, Hayoisim Klom BeHeichal, Klom BeHazaris, that they made curtains around the area of the Heichal, and they made curtains around the area of the Azar. Meaning, in the long run, there weren't going to be curtains, there were going to be walls. But it takes time until you construct the wall. So during the interim period, before the construction of the Beis HaMikdash was complete, they immediately hung up curtains surrounding the area of the Heichal and surrounding the area of the Azara. Stating that, said Rebbe Eliezer, there was a difference between the way the curtains were situated in the Heichal and the Azar. In the Heichal, the curtains were to the inside of the Heichal. In other words, when they were building the wall, they were standing outside of the curtains. And in the Azara, they built the curtains on the inside, meaning they were standing from inside the Azara, building a wall around them. The reason was because you don't want to stand in the Heichal. It's okay to stand in the Azara. So when the Yidden were building the Heichal, they shouldn't be standing in the Heichal. So they made the klum b'fnim. It's like this, they could be standing on the outside. The Azara, it's okay. Anyone's allowed to go to the Azara as long as you're not tamei. So that already wasn't an issue. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati, I heard differently. I heard Shayu Makriven, Alpha Pishayim Bayis, that during those 20 or so years before the Beis HaMikdash was complete, the Yidden brought karbonos, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash. In fact, even today, said Rabbi Yeshua, that there's no Beis HaMikdash. Makriven, Alpha Pishayim Bayis. Additionally, V'eichem Kachi Gedashim, Alpha Pishayim Klon, even though Kachi Gedashim was only eaten lefnim min haklon, I heard that they used to eat Kachi Gedashim even though there was no klon. And Kachin Kalu, Maisa Shedi, Alpha Pishayim Chayma. And even Yerushalayim, which once upon a time had a Chayma surrounding it, we don't have the real Chayma Yerushalayim, but it's okay to eat Kachim Kalu. But then Shikdush Yerushalayim Kishal Shait, the Kishal Asalavai. And Rabbi Shu said the reason is, Kdush Yerushalayim Kishal Shait, the Kishal Asalavai. Says the Gemara, Blav Michlal, the Rabbi Eliezer, Sava Loi Kisha. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer said that I heard that when the Yidden were building the second base of Mikdash, they made sure to have Kloim, curtains surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yeshua commented to Rabbi Eliezer, and he said, Rabbi Eliezer, I don't agree. I heard Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis. What was Rabbi Yeshua's comment? Rabbi Yeshua's comment, as the Gemara probably was, he understood that what Rabbi Eliezer was trying to say was the reason they had to build these curtains was because they needed a tsura of a Beis HaMikdash in order to be able to bring karbonos. And they either wanted to bring karbonos during that interim period. They didn't want to wait 20 years until the Beis HaMikdash was finally built. They wanted to be able to bring karbonos during the interim period. So what did they do? It takes time to build a Beis HaMikdash. So they had like an interim Beis HaMikdash, so a makeshift construction with a pareches and klayin, not the real walls, and that allowed them to bring karbonos. But that's why they needed the klayin. And on that, Rabbi Yeshua commented, he said, it wasn't necessary because makriv and afal pishayim bayis. Aha! In other words, says the Gemara, ma michlal, don't you see from there, the Rabbi Eliezer sabal oikitcha? So Rabbi Eliezer obviously holds that they needed the curtains because kedusha rishayin nekitcha l'shayit of loikitcha l'asalave. It's only Rabbi Yeshua that said shamati shemakriv and afal pishayim bayis. In other words, whether kedusha rishayin nekitcha l'shayit of kitcha l'asalave or kedusha rishayin nekitcha l'shayit of loikitcha l'asalave is a machlokes tanoim. So this machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, but that ma'il was manazeh. It's going to be chayiv or potter, which the Gemara said is telling kedusha rishayin nekitcha l'shayit. shaitifikin shalasa lava. Isn't it really a machlekes tanoi? Isn't it a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Amalei Ravina to Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi it's not muchachim. How do you know? Dil mudukuli amakdushu shaitifikin shalasa lava. Maybe everybody else kdushu shaitifikin shalasa lava. Meaning even Rabbi Eliezer held kdushu shaitifikin shalasa lava. If that's the case, why was he saying? What was he trying to say when he said they made klaim? Wasn't he trying to say they needed the klaim? Because if not, they couldn't have brought karbonos and bring out the halachic ramification, all the ramifications that you find throughout Shas that would come about if you hold kedusha rishayin kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel l'asavavay. The Gemara says no. He was just saying what he had heard. Umar may deshmir leikam. Umar may deshmir leikam. He was just saying that he heard they built klaim. V'chitay meklaim the Rebbe Eliezer l'amali. Okay, but why then were there klaim? Says the Gemara. It's nius of alma. If it's nius, so not everybody should see what was going on. It wasn't important for every person that went to Yerushalayim and ascended the Har HaBayis to see all the construction that was going. They did it for tznius purposes. They were bringing karbanos. They didn't want everyone to see. The Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of tznius to a certain degree. Right? You find this concept of tznius in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was for tznius purposes. But as it relates to the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the kedusha was there. Shleim HaMelech's kedusha didn't go anywhere. Because kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shayta v'kitchel l'asad lavay, say according to Rabbi Eliezer, say according to Rabbi Yeshua, thus the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish is not a machlekes Tanah. It's not this machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Now, obviously, when you see the words kedusha rishayin the kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asad lavay, the first thing that comes to mind is raid. So we should be speaking out a lot of raid, but like we said this morning, is hashtag no raid. Bezrat Hashem later in the week will speak out raid, and hopefully a lot of raid, as it relates to this machloikis, but for now, Itmar, that's Poshet. We'll see more about the sheer halah, either in today's daf, or we'll see that in tomorrow's daf. But that's clear that there's a sheer of how much a person has to be maila in order to be over the chayve krisos of Allah. So it says the Gemara, ha-maila ve'im ba'kizayis, at the bare minimum, it has to be a kizayis. So what if somebody's maila and there was no kizayis? But there was a bone attached to the meat, and the bone is mashlim, the shear of kizayis. So do we say that we have a kizayis now, you're going to be chayef for Allah's chutzanah? Rabbi Yechon Chayef Rishol Kosham Pot. Rabbi Yechon Chayef Rabbi Yechon says, Yechayef chibure oilin ka oilin dami. Because even though there's no din haktara on the etzem, so that from that standpoint you can argue, why should there be a problem of halas chutz on the etzem, and you don't have a kezias without it? But at the same time, says Rabbi Yochanan, as long as the etzem is attached to the basar, it's ke'oilin dami, it has a din of basar, and therefore it could be mashlim to kezias. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, patei chiburei oilin laf ke'oilin dami. We don't look at it as attached to the basar. There's no din haktara on the etzem. There's only a din haktara on the basar. You don't have a kezias of basar, and as a result, you're going to be patei. Rava, another shayla, hamayla, roish ben yoina. If somebody would be mayla, as in halah, he would be makter, the head of a bird, of an oila sa'if, Rashi says. She'im by kezayis, that it too didn't have a kezayis. Umelach mashlim le kezayis, but he salted it, and the salt was mashlim le kezayis. So we know, the Torah says, al kol korbancha takriv melach. Rashi quotes a different pasuk, le sashpis melach ris. But the point is that every carbon had to have salt on it. You couldn't be makriv a carbon without salt. It's actually a loisase. The salt is of some shear. So what would be if you did a haktara? The Gemara's example is the Rosh Ben Yoina, but it's lav dafka. What would be if you a makter basar, pachas mikazayis, and the salt was mashal mikazayis? Would you be chayiv or not? Says the Gemara, amalei Rava mi parzaki, the Rav Ashi, it's a Rava mi parzaki, you heard Rava Shaila, and he told Rav Ashi, lav hainu pluktayit Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. I mean, at first glance, isn't that the machleikis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish? We had a machloikis whether the etzem could be mashal lekazayis. So same shayla, not the etzem, the melach. So the Gemara says no. Tibay the Rabbi Yechanan, the Rishon Lakish. Rabbi Shayla was a shayla. Say according to Rabbi Yechanan and say according to Rishon Lakish. Tibay the Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that the etzem is mashal lekazayis because chiburi oilam ka'olam dami. But at the same time, we can hypothesize what Rabbi Yechanan would hold regarding melach, because perhaps at kind of come Rabbi Yechanan also maybe Rabbi Yechanan said his shita only by the etzem, the min of the basar, because the etzem is of the same min as the basar, right? It comes together with the basar. you have bones attached to the meat. Av melech, the lav mina de bar yoinu, but the salt, which is a foreign object, there's just a mitzvah to salt the animal. But at the same time, it's not mina de bar yoinu, maybe it's not mitzvah. And the Gemara says, by the Rish Lakish, I could hear the shayla according to Rish Lakish as well. Rish Lakish who said that the etzem is not mashlum. At kala kama Rish Lakish asam, you know why Rish Lakish said the etzem is not mashlum, the iparish mina lav mitzvah lasuke. Because there's no mitzvah necessarily to put the bones of an animal on the mizbech. If it's attached to the animal, yeah. But to go in the event that it was detached and now put it on the mizbech, there's no mitzvah. But at the same time, aval hacha by the melech, the parish mitzvah lasukeh, but the melech, there's always a mitzvah. You have to put melech on the basar. So you don't have to have the etzem attached to the basar, but you do have to have the salt attached to the basar. So I would think maybe over here, loy. Maybe there is no difference. Take you. In other words, Rava was asking a very nice shayla. I heard a machloike said Rava between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish earlier on Mayuraim. The Gedolei Hador of previous generations, they weren't sure whether the etzem is mashlam for the sheer halah or the etzem is not mashlam for the sheer halah. Said Rava, I want to clear a different shayla. What about the melach? Is the melach mashlam the sheer or is it not mashlam the sheer? Immediately, Rava Biparzakli's reaction was the same shayla. It's not the same shayla. I could hear it according to Rabbi Yochanan that maybe he would hold here Lekula. I could hear Rish Lakish maybe here would hold Lechumra, or maybe not. Either way, says the Gemara, take Rabbi Yosiak Lili Yoyma. So now we return to the first machloikas in the parak. So parak Ashoichet Vamayla began with someone that was Sheichet and Mayla, the same exact carbon, Bachotz. He was Sheichet Bachotz and Mayla Bachotz. He was over the first part of Vayikra Perek Yudzayim and the second part of Vayikra Perek Yudzayim. So again, the Parash of Chutz, which is Acha Shehi Shtayim, it's bifurcated to Shechitas Chutz and Halaas Chutz. This person was over both with the same exact carbon. Meaning, if someone is Sheichet one carbon Machutz and Milo another carbon Machutz, of course, he's Chayiv twice. And if he did them B'Sheigig, B'Helem Echad, he would have to be two Chatois. But this person was Sheikhet v'mayla, the same exact carbon. And the Tanakam in the Mishnah says, you're going to be Chayiv al Hashchita v'chayiv al Ha'ala. In other words, even if it was done behelem echad, two Chatois, one for the Shechita Schutz, one for the Allah Schutz, Rabbi Yosef Glili argued, Rabbi Yosef Glili said that in this case, you're only going to be Chayiv one. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're only going to be Chayiv for Shechita Schutz, not for Allah Schutz. Because the only time there's a Chiv for Allah Schutz is if you were Shochat Befnit. But if you were Shochat Bechutz, Fehelo Bechutz, in that case, you're going to be chay for the shechita, you're not going to be chay for the halah. And then Rabbi Yosef Aglili explained his position. He said the reason is because in the case where you were sheichet b'chutz and then you were mailo b'chutz, when you were mailo b'chutz, you were mailo adav apostle. And the only time you're chay for halah schutz is if you're mailo adavar that was roi lakrav. And the svar is very simple. It's because you were supposed to take this and bring this into the base of Mikdash. By the fact that you were mailo b'chutz, that's a bad thing. That's only true if you could have brought it into the Beis HaMikdash. But this had no din hakrava. There was no din hakrava because once you were Sheichet Pachotz, at that point, it's psulei hakrava. So being that loy hella ella dover apostle, it's for that reason you're not going to be chayv for Allah's chutz. But the Rabbanu responded back to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And at first glance, they made a checkmate argument. I'm like, come to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, you're going to tell me the only time you chayv for Allah's chutz is if you're maila dover that was right of nim, then how can you be chayv for Allah's chutz? Every halos chutz is a problem. Because the minute you take the basar chutz, it's nifsal b'yaitzeh. Once it's nifsal b'yaitzeh, it is no din akrava. Zok de gemara. Heishiv Rabbi Tachas Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So Rabbi was sitting in Beis Medrash and he said the Chachamim's kasha to Rabbi Yosef Aglili is so stark, we have an obligation, it's a mitzvah liyashev, we need to come to the defense of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And that's exactly what Rabbi did. Rabbi said, you know what Rabbi Yosef Aglili held? Rabbi Yosef Aglili held ma l'sheichet b'fnim u'mayla b'chutz sh'oysev l'sh'as ha'koish toime b'sheichet b'chutz u'mayla b'chutz sh'oysev l'sh'as ha'koish. It's true, every single mayla b'chutz you're being mayla something that's not roy right now to go on the mizbech. Why is it not roy to go on the mizbech? Because it's nifsal b'yotze. But it was once right to go on the mizbech. When you were sheichet b'fnim, it was right to go on the mizbech. So being that it had a shasa kosher, that's enough to say that it's somehow ra'oy le'akrova, that if you're ma'ilot b'chutz, you're going to be chayev. As opposed to when you're sheichet b'chutz or ma'ilot b'chutz, that boser never had a shasa kosher. Because at the moment that it would have been Roy Lakrava, it was already Pachutz. You were Sheikhit Pachutz, it was a Shechita Psula. So at that point, it was never Roy Lakrava, it never had a Shasa Koyeshev. Never had a Shasa Koyeshev. That's where Rabbi Yosef Glili holds it's going to be an issue. So it's not that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that it has to right now physically be Roy Lakrava. Rabbi Yosef Glili realizes that every Allah's Chutz is not Roy Lakrava. It's always Nifsal B'Yosef. But at very least, says Rabbi Yosef Glili had to have once been Roy Lakrava. Every halos chutz with the shechita was bifnim was roi lakrava. It only became not roi lakrava later when it was yaitse, as opposed to shachat bechutz. We are mitchilas briyasoi. It was already not roi lakrava. There it's going to be different. Says the Gemara. Hey, Shiv Rebbe Loz Reb Shimon. Tachas Rebbe Yisagli. Loz Reb Shimon said, I too am going to come to the defense from the Yisagli. I too can make a distinction between shachat bechutz or shachat bifnim where it was nifsal yaitse. And what is that? Not the shechita bifnim or ma'al bechutz. Shekin kodesh mekafa. If someone's shechita bifnim. And he's Maila Bachotz. So the Basar, it was Nifsa B'Yotze. But even though the Basar was Nifsa B'Yotze, we learned the whole Perek of Mizbech Mikadish. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's no Din Haktara on this Basar. There is a Din Haktara. There's a Haktara Spsulin. There's a Haktara of Lachmesh on Mizbech. There's a Haktara of Mizbech Mikadish. Of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. All synonyms. Right? There is a Mitzvah Haktara. Because if you would take this Basar and you'd put it on the Mizbech, the Din would be Lo Yerdu. Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Now, you're not supposed to put it on the Mizbeach. But there's a Bediyevet type mitzvah haktara that you have. Thus, it is ra'u to go to the to be in the oil mind. That's why you have the parasha of Allah's chutz. Toime b'sheichet b'chutz. As opposed to sheichet b'chutz, she'en kodesh b'kabloi. But if someone is sheichet b'chutz, that shechita is such a bad shechita that messes up the carbon so horribly that you don't even have a haktara Bediyevet. You don't even have a malul yerdo. It's for that reason, Rabbi Yosef Glili said, that's completely excluded from the parasha of Allah's chutz. In other words, Rabbi Yosef Glili is saying that there is a din that a carbon has to be ra'oi lifnim to be on the mizbeach in order to be chayef and be makter the basar of that carbon b'chutz. But said Rabbi Yosef Glili, every halos chutz, even though it's nifsal b'yotze, but it's still ra'oi lifnim. There's an imalu lo yerdu de gehaktara. It's only shachat b'chutz where there's no imalu lo yerdu. There the din is imalu yerdu. It's only over there that it's going to be a problem. My benai, what's the nafkamina between Rebbe's pshat and Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon's pshat and Rabbi Yosef Glili? Again, Rebbe said that the difference between shachat b'chutz and shachat b'fnim aren't they both puzzle is one had a shasa kosha, one didn't have a shasa kosha. Rav Loz Rav Shimon said the difference is one is alu lo yerdu, the other one is alu yerdu. Says the Gemara, my benayu amazir shchita slide like benayu. Nafkamina would be if you shecht it at night. If the reason that it's a problem according to Rav Yosef Glili is because it never had a shasa kosher. Shachat b'layla also never had a shasa kosher. The shechita was psula, and being that the shechita was psula, it never had a shasa kosher. If the reason is related to malu lo yerdu, shachat b'layla is a malu lo yerdu. Rabbah, and Rabbah said kabbalah b'klichol l'kebeinayu. If the kabbalah was done not with a klisharis, it was done with a klichol. If the reason it's a problem is because of shasa kosher, this too never had a shasa kosher. Because even though the shechita was good, but as soon as the kabbalah was done with a klichol, you never had dam that was roy lezrika. Thus, it's considered that there was never a shasa kosher. But if the distinction is whether it's a malu lo yerdu, at the end of the day, if you do kabbalah with a klichol, that loch is going to be a malu lo yerdu. If that loch is going to be a malu lo yerdu, that's enough that if you maila this pasuk b'chutz, you should be chayav. Now Rashi speaks out that that's pashut, that this gemara that said that shachat balayla is a malu lo yerdu and kiblo b'klichol is a malu lo yerdu, that's all going according to shitas Rav Shimon in Perek Hamizbech Mekadesh, who holds that shachat balayla and these things are in Alu lo yerdu. But Rabbi Yehuda said there was three miyutim in the parsha of him Alu lo yerdu. Zois toiras ha'oila harei elu gimel miyutim prat le nishchata balayla v'nishpachtama. So that there are examples of cases where it's him Alu yerdu. Two of them are the two that the Gemara just mentioned. Nishchata balayla is imalu yerdu. Kiblo b'klicha, which is the equivalent of nishbach, is also imalu yerdu. Here the Gemara is saying that it's imalu lo yerdu. It's all according to Reb Shimon. But according to Reb Yehuda, those things are in fact going to be imalu yerdu. Fighter. Tomish achal bin kodesh. So then the Mishnah digressed. And the Mishnah went, me inyan le inyan, shaloi ba'isa inyan. And the Mishnah said that we mentioned the machlekes Tanakam Reb Yosef Aglili. I'll tell you another machlekes between the Tanakam Reb Yosef Aglili, where the methodology of that machlekes mirrors the methodology of this machlekes. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita is that even though someone that's Tomei, he has Tumas Agov, and he eats Kachin, is Chayiv Karis, but that's only a Tomei She'ochal Tahar. It's only true if he ate Kachin, that's Tahar. But someone that's Tomei, that eats Kachin, that's Tomei, the Halacha is his Pater. The Chachamim argue, and Amru Lem Chacham Rabbi Yossi Aglili, a very similar argument to what they made in the Reisha, the Mishnah, regarding Hashoichet Vamayla. And that is, how could you distinguish between a Tomei She'achal Es HaTohar and a Tomei She'achal Es HaTomei? Every single time the Tomei is Achal the Tahar, he's mitamit. Thus, it's always a Tomei She'achal Es HaTomei. So how could you say there's a difference? That was the Chachamim's argument to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So again, just for one moment as backdrop before we start this Gemara. We're familiar with the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, and that means that Kachin and Tumah don't go together. So if someone's Tomei enters the base of Mikdash, he's Chayv Karas. If somebody eats Kachin, that's Tomei, Malkus. If someone is Tomei and he eats Kachim, that's Tar, he's Chayv Karas as well. So there's a lot of ideas of Tumas Mikdash B'Kadosh, but as it relates to background for this sugya, there's a fundamental difference between someone that's Tomei that eats Kachim, that's Tahar, versus someone that's Tahar that eats Kachim, that's Tomei. I mean, they're very similar. They're both Achilas, Kachim, B'Tumah. But there's a big difference. Where the Tumah is in the Guf, where the person is Tameh, what's known as Tumas HaGuf, and he eats Kachim, that's Tahar, he's Chayiv Karas. If the person is Tahar, and he eats Kachim, that's Tameh, it's Tumas Basar, it's the Kachim, that's Tameh. Over there, it's a Lois Aseh, it's an Aseh, but at the same time, it's not going to be Karas. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said a Chiddush in our Mishnah, this is Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita, that the only time someone that's Tameh, that eats Kachim, is Chayiv Karas, is if the Kachim he ate was Tar. But let's say he was Tamei and the Kachim was Tamei, then he's not going to be Chayiv Karas. And that was the Rabbanan's time to be assembly. How's that possible? Every time the Tamei eats Kachim Tar, he made a Tamei. So he's always eating the Kachim that's Tamei. Oh my Rava. Says the Gemara Shapra, come on the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yisagli. At first glance, the Rabbanan are coming with a very compelling argument to Rabbi Yisagli. Oh my Rava, Rava said as follows. Kolecha de Nitma, Tumas Aguf, va'achakach nitma basa, t'kuli amaloi pligi d'chayef. Shekein Tumas Aguf bekars. In other words, that's true. We have to tweak Shitas Rabbi Yossi Aglili a little bit. That's Pashit. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that if the person became Tamei and then the basa became Tamei, even though this Tamei is now eating basa that's Tamei, he's still going to be Chayef Karas for eating the basa that's Tamei. The only time Rabbi Yossi Aglili said his Shita was when the basa first became Tamei and then he became Tamei. But if the person was Tameh, and then the Basa became Tameh, b'kehai gavna, it's Pashit, the halacha is, that he's going to be Chayev. And being that that's the case, the Rabbanan are not saying anything. The Rabbanan's time to raise is not a good time. Because those are the Rabbanan's time to raise Aglili. How could you tell me a Tameh she'achal es HaTameh is Pater from Karis? Every Tameh she'achal es HaTar is a Tameh she'achal es HaTameh. It's not true. Because he was Tameh first. That's how he was Metameh. And being that he was, that's what we're talking about. So as long as he was Tameh first, in that case, it's not going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, Ki pligi, what is the machlokes? B'shenit ma'basar, where first the basar became Tameh, v'achachach nit ma'gov, and then the person became Tameh. Drabbanon, sorry, Drabbanon hold, Amrina migo. Rabbi Yisad, Lili Sava, loy Amrina migo. What does that mean? So there's some long Rashis here. What it means is, the Yisoid of the machlokes, Rabbi Yisad, Lili, the Rabbanon, is actually a very general machlekes, and that is in the sugya of Isra Chal Al Isra. So we know Ein Isra Chal Al Isra. Once something is Asr, it can't become Asr again. Stating that, there are times when you say Isra Chal Al Isra. One of them is what's known as Isra Koyla. If the second Isser is Moisef, it's Marba, over in Isser, over the first Isser, that's an example where you could say Isser Chal Al Isser. Says the Gemara like this. The Yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yisra Aglili, why he holds a Tomei She'achal Es HaTomei, is not Chayev, Karis, it's because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Once the Basar was Tameh, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, so that even though now the person became Tameh, that second Isser is not Chal. If that second Isser is not Chal, all you have is the Isser of Basar Tameh, which is not an Isser of Chayvi Krisos. That's why you're not going to be Chayiv Karis. The Rabbanan hold is true Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, but the Isser Koilu, Aminon Isser Chal Al Isser. And this is a classic example of Isser Koilu. Why? Because when the Basar's Tameh, you just can't eat this piece of meat. When the person becomes Tomei, now I can't eat any kachin. So clearly, when the person becomes tamei, there's a lot more iser. The ramifications of him becoming tamei isn't just this piece of meat. It's now negay all pieces of meat that are kachin. So as a result, the chachamim hold iser koil. That's why, even though the basa became tamei first, and then the person became tamei, and usually ain't iser chalal iser, it's iser koil. Because the tumas aguf is koil a lot more than the tumas basa. That's why over here you're going to say iser chalal iser. Meaning the rabbanon on amrinan migu. What does migu mean? We don't mean above a metzia migu. They hold iser koil. Whereas the chacham, where Yosef Aglili holds loy amrina miko, ain't iser chalal iser afilu be iser koil. And for that reason, in that case, where the basa became tamei and then the person became tamei, there's not going to be the halacha of migo. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, nehi de migo loy amrina. I understand Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of koil, but teisi tumas aguf de chamira v'tachal al tumas basa. Let the tumas aguf, which is more chamer, be chal on tumas basa. Here the Gemara is saying an interesting svara in the sugis of iser chalal iser, that maybe if the second iser is more chamer than the first iser, everybody should hold iser chalal iser. So over here you have two reasons why you should say iser chalal iser. Number one, iser koil, and number two, the second is more chamer. Second is a chayvi krisos. Tumas aguf is chayvi krisos. The first is not a chayvi krisos. So the Gemara is saying, I can hear Rabbi Yosef Lili doesn't hold of iser koil, but if the second is more chamer over here, l'chura he should agree. Rav Ashi said, "Why did Tumas Aguf chamura? How do you know Tumas Aguf is more chamer than Tumas Basa? Duma Tumas Basa chamura. Maybe Tumas Basa is more chamer than Tumas Aguf. Shekinin lo tayre b'mikvah. You're right. On the one hand, Tumas Aguf is more chamer because it's karis. Tumas Basa has no karis. But I'll find you a cooler that Tumas Aguf has over Tumas Basa. Tumas Basa, if the Basa is tamei, he can't put it in the mikvah and make it tahar. If a person's tamei, he can go to the mikvah and be tahar. So therefore, you find that sad." Chumra in Tumas Basar over Tumas Aguf, thus argues the Gemara, it's not Muchach that the second is Mochamer. Bottom line is, the Rabbana came with a good argument, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yosef Aglili only said it where the Basar became Tomei first. The reason in that case, you're not chayiv karis for eating the basa that's tameh, is because ein iser chalal iser. The rabbanon agree ein iser chalal iser, but the rabbanon hold be iser koilul amrina iser chalal iser. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds ein iser chalal iser. Not just that, veloy amrina migu. In other words, even be iser koil. Zok the mishnah chaymer b'shchita b'aliyah, umaliyah b'shchita. So again, it's two parshiyos of chutz. One is shchitas chutz, and the other one is aliyas chutz. Says the Gemara, there's a chumrah in the parsha of Shechitas Chutz over the parsha of Aliyas Chutz, and there's a chumrah in the parsha of Aliyas Chutz over the parsha of Shechitas Chutz. Rashi speaks out later in the sugya that this is really a little bit of a chiddush, because the Gemara had said that there was a hekesh between the two parshias of Halah and Shechita. We learned that Halach is one from the other in the context of the Azara. There was a Gzeir Shavi even. So based on the Gzeir Shavi and the hekesh, you would think that the two parshias are interchangeable. So any Halach you find by Shechita, you should have by Halah. Any Halach you find by Halah, you should have by Shechita. Stating that, the Mishnah says it's not the case. There is one chumrah that Shechita has over Aliyah, and there's one chumrah that Aliyah has over Shechita. Chaymer b'Shechita, what's the chumrah that Shechita has over Aliyah? Shashaych lehedit chayev, amay lehedit potter. If somebody shechts kachim b'chutz, but he has in mind not to do it for Hashem, he has in mind to do it for a person, or let's even for Avodah Zarah, are you going to be chayev Shechita chutz or not? Says the Mishnah, yeah. Shashaych lehedit chayev. If somebody would do the equivalent theory, do the same exact thing, but not b'shchita with halah, in that case it would be potter. Now Rashi speaks out right away. If someone shaychet kachin b'chutz for a hedyet, he's an oved avodah zarah. That's true, says Rashi. I agree with you. But you're not a shaychet b'chutz. So l'may nafgamina, if you did it b'shoygeg, you were amazing on the avodah zarah, but you were a shaygeg on the shchitas chutz. Do you have to be a chatas for being a shaygeg on the shchitas chutz? You'll be chayiv karis for avodah zarah. But that's Hashem's cheshbon. The question is, from Bezin's perspective, do we obligate you to bring a carbon chatas? Do we allow you to bring the carbon? Are you a chayiv chatas because you b'shoygeg was shaychet b'chutz or not? So says the Mishnah, yeah, ha-shaychet lehedyet is chayiv, v'hamaylo lehedyet is potter. Chayiv b'aliyah, what's the chumah that you find by Allah's chutz over shchitas chutz? Shayim sh'ach sabasach v'shach d'b'tum. If two people hold on to the knife and they shech together, you're potter. There's an idea of Shnayim Shasu. In Hilchos Shabbos, you find this idea of Shnayim Shasu, so you have a Shnayim Shasu here too. Two people that do the Shechita together are going to be potter. Achsoi be'ever, but if two people held on to the Eivarim of this animal, the Helu, and they were Ma'ilu Chayav, another Allah. Hello, because of the hello, because of the hello. Let's say you did a halah, and then another Allah, and then another Allah. Chayv al kol aliyah v'aliyah. Divrei Rav Shimon. You chayv for each aliyah. Yisim, Rav Yisim says, ain't a chayv alach. Again, assuming you did it b'shaygig, b'hela mechad, so you chayv for each aliyah, or you only chayv one. It's machlokes Rav Shimon, Rav Yisim. And there's going to be a gemara in a number of days that's going to discuss this in rather great lumdisha detail. Additionally, ain't a chayv, ad sheyalo l'roish ha-mizbeach, you're not chayv for halah aschutz, unless the halah was done on a mizbeach. Doesn't have to be on a mizbeach. If you do it on a rock or on a stone, that's enough for you to be chayev. In other words, you have a machlekes tana, halas chutz. Doesn't have to be a mizbeach. Like you make this makeshift mizbeach, and now you do the halas chutz. Only then are you chayev. Pshimah says no. Even if you do it on a rock or on a stone, as long as you took basar of kachin and you were mailin on the mizbeach, that's enough for you to be chayev. So we had two differences between Shechitas Chutz and Halas Chutz. One was a Chumrah in Shechita over Halah. The other was a Chumrah in Halah over Shechita. What was the Chumrah that Shechita had over Halah? HaShoychet LeHedyid is Chayev. HaMailu LeHedyid is Potter. So Shechita, as long as you Shech the Kachem Bachutz, doesn't matter what your intentions are. You're automatically going to be Chayev. But when it comes to Halah, you have to have a mind that you're doing the Halah fashion. It says the Gemara, HaMailu LeHedyid is Potter. Why is HaMailu LeHedyid Potter Dechsev? Probably because the Pasuk says, Lashem. It says in the parasha of Halas Chutz, Vel Pesach lo yevihu, Lassis lo yisil Lashem. It has to be Lashem. So if it wasn't Lashem, you're Potter. B'shchita nam yokziv Lashem. By Shchita it also says Lashem. It says Vel Pesach lo yevihu, La'akriv karbin Lashem. So the Gemara says, Shani hasam dom akra ish ish. It's true, it says Lashem. But it also says, Ish ish mi beis yisro Lashem yishcha. And we darshan from there, Ish sheshachat Lashem ish. So it's true, it says Lashem. But it also is mashma. It says ish ish by halah as well. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yala. So the Gemara says, no, that ish ish I need for something else. That ish ish, even if two people held on to the Eivra and they were mailed, so you're going to be chayav. How do you know to darshan the ish ish by shchita, ish ashach ala ish, and the ish ish by halah to tell me shnayim shehelu be'ever chayavim? Maybe the ish ish that it says by shchita is also coming to teach me that if two people do the shchita together, you're going to be chayev. Shani asam da makra hahu echad lo yishnayim. No, by shchita it says the word hahu, and being that it says the word hahu, that teaches me that you're only chayev. Only one person's chayev. Two people, it says dam yichoshev ishahu. Only one person can be ihach yabalo nami ksiv. It says v'nichras ha ishahu meyama. It says ahu there too. So hadi darshan ish ish. Two people are chayev. It says the same word ahu. So the Gemara says ahu that it says by Allah mi bayulei lemuute shoygigayno sumuta. That the only time yichayev karets is if you are ahu. Rashi says you bahaviyasa ubedaita. But if you were a shoygig, you were a oynes, you made a mistake, then you're not going to be chayev karets. Tosfos asks the obvious kash. What does a hava mina? That if you were an oynes or a shaygig, that you'd be chayiv kares, so not for now. But the Gemara says, how do you know that the ahu by Allah is coming to Mimayit shaygig oynes umuta, and not the ahu by shchita? Maybe the ahu by shchita is coming to Mimayit the same thing. Gemara says, treyahu ksivi. By shchita it says the word ahu twice, by Allah it only says the word ahu once. In other words, the Gemara is saying that the reason a shaychet lehedyid is chayiv is because it says ish ish. Ish ish is marba ish ish shachal ish. The reason a maila lehedyid is potter is because it says Lashem. And the Gemara goes back and forth. It says the same ish ish by Allah. It says the same Lashem by Shchita. And the Gemara did what it does. But the Gemara just concludes with one kasha of El Lashem Lamali. Why did it say Lashem by Shchita? If it's not to teach me that it has to be Lashem, why does it say Lashem? It says the Gemara, Lohitzi sar meshtalech. If somebody shechts the sar lazazel, bachotz, are you going to be chayiv? Are you going to be potter? You would have thought maybe you should be chayiv. Says that you're potter. The reason is because it has to be something that was brought Lashem, as opposed to the Sarah Mishtalech that wasn't brought Lashem. What does that mean? So again, we're going to have to get to that at some point this week. Not sure we're going to get to everything, but we're going to have to get to it at some point this week, because it's the Sarah Mishtalech is actually critical in understanding the laws of Shchutei Chutz. But for now, the word... Exactly. But for now, what Lashem is coming to teach me is Lahoitzi Sar Hamishtalech. So again, the Chumrah that Shechita had over Allah was Hashaykh Lahedid is Chayef, Hamailu Lahedid is Potter. Why is Hashaykh Lahedid Chayef? Ish Ish, Ish Ish Shachal Ish. Why is Hamailu Lahedid Potter? Because it says Lashem. It's interesting because it says the same Ish Ish by Allah, it says the same Lashem by Shechita, but they're coming to teach me different things in different parishes. Allah had a Chumrah over Shechita, and what was that? Chumrah by Allah, two people that do the Allah Chayef, but two people that do the shechita are going to be potter. Tana rabbanan ish ish mat hamadoy. But the rabbi shalim she'achzu be'ever ve'elu shechayyavim. When it says ish ish in the parsha of halot, it's coming to teach me shnayim she'achzu. So that's the gemara yochav aloy dinu. I would have thought based on that make a kavu chaymer. Uma hashoyich lehediyot shechay shnayim she'achzu b'sach m'shachtu pturim. Madach shechita that has a chumra over halot. What's the chumra? The chumra that the mishnah says hashoyich lehediyot shechay. But shnayim she'achzu b'sach in a potter. Hamaylu lehediyot shu potter. Hamaylu lehediyot. That's potter. Ain't no din sheshnayim she'achzu pturim. Tamaloy ma ish ish. Divrei Rav Shimon. That's why the Torah had to say ish ish. But the bottom line is, how do you know that shnayim she'ach shehelu are chayiv? It's from ish ish. Rav Yosi says, "Hahu, no, I disagree. Two people that do halo are like two people that do shchita. They're going to be potter. And the reason is because it says the word ahu echad v'lo shnayim. Im kein ma tamaloy ma ish ish. What does the word ish ish mean? Nothing. Divrei Torah kolashim le'yadam. Rav Shimon hayahu mi boyel. Rav Shimon that does darshan ishish to teach me that two people that do Allah are chayiv. Why doesn't he say that the word ahu is mema'it that only one person is chayiv? Rav Shimon holds that the word ahu is coming lema'ute shayigonisumuta like we had in the previous gemara. For Rabbi Yosi says it says who. Hu hahu, so hu hahu are two separate drushes. For Rab Shimon, hu hahu loy darsh. It's interesting. Rabbi Yosi holds ish ish is not a drasha because dibra teir kolasha v'nei adam. Rabbi Yosi held hu hahu is a drasha. Right? You can learn two things from the word hahu because it could have said hu. Instead, it said hahu. But as it relates to ish ish, it's dibra teir kolasha v'nei adam. So the ish ish is not revealing, but hu hahu is revealed. Interesting. Either way, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi, me the high ish ish dibra teir kolash of neyadam. How who ish ish not me dibra teir kolash of neyadam. If the words ish ish in the parsha of Allah's chutz teach me nothing, because it's just dibra teir kolash of neyadam, then you have to be consistent. You have to say that when it says ish ish in the parsha of shchut echutz, it's also not teaching me anything. The problem is we learned the halacha from ish ish in the parsha of shchut echutz. We learned hashoichet lehedir is chayef ish ish even ish ish shachal ish. So freak the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi, be the high ish ish, the brutal kolash bnei adam. Who ish ish? Not be the brutal kolash bnei adam. Vela sheikh lehadi ben ali dechayev. So the Gemara says he learns from somewhere else. Nafkulei midam yechashev leisha who dam shafach vaafilu hasheikh leish. That dam shafach, even it was dam yechashev leish. It's from the words dam yechashev leish. Even if the machshava yechashev kolash machshava was leish, even then you're going to be chayev. We will stop here.